Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Cross Wires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Romesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.
Air fryers.
Yes. Do you want one? Is that what this is?
No. I want to start this week's podcast, the beginning of season 706, whatever it is, with air fryers. Air fryers.
Uh-huh.
Because people buy shit about air fryers. Okay. The bestseller lists now have hardback fiction, hardback non-fiction, paperback fiction, paperback non-fiction, air fryer books. And they sell more than all the others combined.
Yeah.
Jamie's got his new show, mm-hmm. Air Fryers. I want air fryers in the title. Scribble that down, matey. Scribble that down. We want it to be called the Air Fryer episode. Ever wondered how to get the best from your air fryer? Giles and Esther discuss some of their favourite air fryer recipes. Obviously, we don't, because it's horse shit. But we lure people in with air fryers at the top. And anyway, air fryers are in the news today.
Air fryers are a modern phenomenon.
You read the piece by
Hannah Skelly. Yeah, she tries to make a meringue in an air fryer. And I think, and I say this with love, but either she is...
I say this with love is like saying with all respect, I haven't got a racist bone in my body.
Yeah, exactly. I say this with love, but, and it's a feature I may have written myself when I was a younger woman, but either she is having us on about how bad a cook she is, not even able to make meringue, it's really not hard, even I can do it.
Oh, she's a gorgeous single girl living on her own flat. Why should she be cooking? She should be out letting gentlemen take her for dinner.
But she says that, anyway, I don't want to go into it, but I think that if she is as bad a cook as she makes out to be in the piece, it just shows that an air fryer isn't going to turn you into a better cook.
Don't beat about the bush. The story's in the news because Jamie's got an air fryer series.
Right.
She's been commissioned, you believe, commissioned by Nicola Gill. The backlash starts here. What's her name, the journalist?
Hannah,
get an air fryer. Fuck it up.
Yeah.
Write about it in T2.
Say Jamie's shit.
With the it's not. It's
listen, like, I don't want to reveal too much how T2 works.
People know how the times work. They've been listening to this, but
she borrows her flatmates. Hannah's very, very good.
Yeah.
But her claims to the hardness of the recipe, I just find
you think she could have done
very slightly bogus.
Oh come on! I wrote a piece for Esquire. It's the hardest piece of my life.
Yeah.
Where I decided to take the advanced driving test. Right?
Because I remember that.
Do you remember that?
That was ages ago.
And my father had been an advanced driver.
And did he have driving gloves?
He did not have driving gloves. He considered himself to be an ace driver and he drove incredibly fast, pissed all the time, smoking three fags and drinking.
Eating his dinner.
Eating his dinner at the wheel. But he didn't have accidents. I mean, he had near misses.
Did he not?
A couple. He fell asleep on the way back from a punch lunch. He fell asleep and coming down our road, fell asleep at the wheel and ploughed into Harvey Rose's Rolls Royce.
Really?
Yeah, that was
expensive. My dad once fell asleep while driving to Poland and woke up in a field full of horses.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine if that had happened to the Nazis on September the 1st, 1939. That would have think history could have been so different. The point is that my dad took the advanced driving test and it brought his insurance down. And the advanced, so I thought, I'll do this great piece for Esquire, the advanced driving test, but I'm a humorous writer. And the only funny way to do that piece was to fail the advanced driving test. So I had to go and do my advanced driving test. And, you know, and you're meant to drive, an advanced driver drives hands at 10 to 2, feeding the wheel, you know, mirror, indicate, maneuver, like nobody ever does. And which now you go, maneuver, and off you go. Anyway,
is that Dewey or is that you?
And I basically, in order to do this piece, I had to fail my advanced driving test.
Oh, you failed it on purpose. Yeah,
exactly.
I see.
Exactly. Right. So I failed it on purpose. So I'm actually a very good driver.
I remember you being quite cross when you failed your advanced driving test.
I failed it really badly as well. I think I dinked the car in front when I unparked to drive
away.
No,
the Hannah Skelly's piece reminds me of a piece that I had to write for the Daily Mail about bum pants, about these pants that you could buy.
You had to pretend to have a giant ass.
No, I had to pretend. I had to pretend to have the flat bottom of a woman in her mid-50s who doesn't do any exercise, when in fact I was 26 and had a great bum. But I wore these bum pants to make my bum look more put. It was... Anyway,
so the point is
air fryers.
So the thing is that she has been told to do... We feel that she could have tried harder. But that's fine, what to make the air fryer work. But the backlash against air fryers, I don't know. I really just wanted to put air fryers on the title list. We don't an air fryer is a bum sell to me because, first of all, I've never seen anything air fried in a restaurant, and I've been to a lot of restaurants. It hasn't kicked into that world yet. I thought it was a thing that fried things in air because I'm a literalist. I thought you just got a basket of... You got some potatoes, peeled them, cut them into chips, put them in, and without oil, it fried them. Super delicious and healthy. No, it's just a small fan oven, right?
I'm not really sure, but what I do know for a fact is that there is no kitchen gadget in the world that's going to turn you into a good cook, if you aren't one already. If you're a good cook, you can make nice meals on a Bunsen burner.
So why is Jamie doing an... You love Jamie. I love Jamie personally, but you like him very much as a recipe guru. Why is he doing an air fryer?
Sometimes in my life, I have really felt like Jamie Oliver is the only person who actually thinks about me and cares about me. That's how much I love Jamie Oliver. You got bat in the cave. I can't talk to you if you got bat in the cave.
Jamie has shit up his nose all the time. No. And you love him.
Yeah, not on telly. He doesn't. Right, it's gone. It's gone. I cannot talk to you if you've got a bogey in your nose, okay?
I can't talk to you if you're fat. But here we are.
Right. So, what was
you're
I
not
saying?
Fat, darling. I was just...
No, I know I'm not fat.
I should have said spotty, but you're not spotty.
Spotty either. I know I'm old and haggard, okay? I'm not having a good skin week.
That's what I should have said. I can't speak to you if you're old. You already talked to me about my 26-year-old self and my fantastic ass, and I'm supposed to concentrate on the rest of the...
Yeah. So Jamie Oliver's done the air fryer cookbook, or the cookery programme. At some point, all these people who've bought air fryers will realise what I know already, which is that an air fryer is not going to... The one thing I would say is probably worth buying, which I'm thinking about, is a rice cooker, because I can't cook... Rice.
Well, don't buy that because it'll go in the thing. The waffle maker seems to be out at the moment, but it will go back into the cupboard with the hot plate, the juicer.
I use the juicer from time to time.
The soda stream.
The soda stream is annoying.
The microwave, people have compared it to, but the microwave has a purpose. The microwave does a thing. The microwave's purpose is to take fresh ingredients and make them hot and disgusting, which is a facility that didn't exist until the 1980s. And very, very quickly, you can spoil something. You know, it can create a baked potato in a tenth of the time that is also inedible, so it minimises your...
Completely inedible. Yeah. No, the microwave is useful for...
You can defrost
things.
And
I think probably air fryers are quite useful as well. But from what I can see, what I have seen, air fryers basically cook packaged food more efficiently than an oven. So, for example, if you've got chicken nuggets or chips or like home chips, oven chips, whatever, they come out better in an
air
fryer.
Do you have to put oil in?
I pass. I don't know.
I think you do. And so people, everyone that I've read, all the pieces I've read about it in the upper middle class press, talk about just about being able to cram a small chicken in.
Yeah.
Because the benchmark for people like us is, can you lift a chicken? Because that's all we eat. Yeah. And then there's a size, like those giant Packingtons that we eat, you can't get in there.
No.
So there's a sort of emaciated, tiny sort of bony bird you can just about get in there. You can't also do the vegetables. It's a one-person thing. It's a New York apartment mini fridge.
If you literally don't have an oven, then an air fryer is probably works for you. And also, I mean, people made a big back when the cost of living crisis and the price of energy really was, you know, scaring some people. People said buy an air fryer, and I just thought.
Spend money on a novelty.
Yeah, I don't think that the savings that you make on your energy costs with an air dryer will amount to the cost of an air fryer, which is about 120 quid. It's just I just look at it and I think landfill. That's all I think.
So let's segue away from this subject, which will be in the title, Neil, please, of the podcast, right at the top.
Air fryer, hashtag Britney Spears, hashtag Kim Kardashian, hashtag diet.
Cash report.
Yeah.
And just all the shit the Times reads. And let's just say that our verdict is, as a consumer thing, don't worry, Times readers and Giles Corran has no idea, listeners, you do not need to buy an air fryer. It's bullshit for children and they'll all grow out of it.
If you've already got one, great. If you haven't got one, don't bother.
Yeah, well, we speak as people who haven't tried it.
We speak knowledgeably as people who don't know.
We didn't test it, so you didn't have to either.
Exactly.
Right, we're on fire. What next?
Yeah, this is one for you. Do you want to pause briefly on the misery of what must be London's most expensive street? Or is it the UK's most expensive street?
No. Live almost like a king on priciest street in UK. The most expensive street to buy a home in Britain has been revealed as being a stone's throw away from the King and Queen. At just a fraction of the price of a palace, Buckingham Gate in Westminster, central London is the most expensive street to buy in, with an average asking price of £9.63 million. The most expensive street outside London is Old Avenue, Weybridge, 2.63. Oh. There's a number of streets they can find. St John's Wood, there's a street. I haven't got them in front of me now. That was online. There's a St John's Wood street something.
Is it called the Bishop's
Avenue? No, it's not on the list anymore.
Is it
it's
not?
Like the Wood Grove or something, right. And there's 6 million.
Wow.
So it's just a question of whether it is time to trot out the Billionaire's Row piece.
Yeah.
I've probably only done it once, possibly twice, and not for 10 years. I mean, if I really want to just trot it out, it was glued to the wall of your parents' loo.
It is. They loved it because it was about where they live, which is Hampstead Garden.
Do you remember why I did?
Yeah, because Justin Bieber was seen looking at a house on Bishop's Avenue because he was, I don't know, in some desperate nervous breakdown that pop stars have.
If you're super, super rich with no... Sorry, I just interrupted you. I'm really bad.
It's okay.
Apologies, darling.
It's all right.
If you're super rich with more money than sense and you get an agent to go and buy your house for you, they just go to the most expensive. It's who lives there. It's
and they have no cultural reference points or really any understanding. And also, if you think about one of the kind of more soulless places of LA, it does look a bit like the Bishop's
Beverly Hills.
Some of it. But you know, Beverly Hills, all those kind of places where the houses are all completely different and nothing makes any sense. And it's like one's an Italianate villa, the other one is a Greek palazzo. And you're just like this just like completely disjointed nightmare of a kind of jumble of architectural styles. And if you live outside a conservation area, then that's what houses look like. But to Justin Bieber, he'll be like, yeah, fun. Let's build a house that looks like a spaceship.
Well, exactly. And when we went and stayed with friends, English friends, who'd moved and got out, bought themselves a house in Beverly Hills, and we looked and we thought, how great. Because if you're not from there,
it's
hilarious. You'd go and live in Beverly Hills in this place where you don't know anybody in a giant house.
And next door is a thatched cottage and one up is like a Bond villain lair.
And actual Angelinos... God knows, live out in the flats, I don't know. But I mean, this is the same thing. This is what these places are. There's this picture of someone...
Inside Buckingham Gate.
With a modernist chandelier and these giant sofas. So it's like, do you really want to live on Britain's most expensive street?
I think most people would say no, actually.
Yeah.
I think most people would say no thanks. Because you can't pop out for a pint of milk. Your neighbours are... international arms dealers.
Your neighbours are whichever friendly. Filipino carers are being left in charge of the house because the people live 51 and a half weeks of the year in sort of Whistler, Monaco, Barbuda and St. Petersburg, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, that's an old favourite that you could dust off and get out. I say this every week, but it really depends on how you're feeling on Thursday morning.
Or one could do it as to try and sell the kind of people who are in the market, try and sell them a house on our road in Kentish Town.
Instead?
Yeah.
Been priced out of Buckingham Gate. Step this way.
Exactly. So, exactly. So, yes, priced out of Buckingham Gate. Step this way to blank, blank road.
So convenient for the clozapine clinic.
What's clozapine?
It's an antipsychotic drug.
Is there a clozapine clinic around
here? About two streets away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, of the many various and fantastic options, I think we should go to the sex flags next.
Let's do it.
This is a story.
What does that make me? Gender fluid? Does it make me... does it make me polysexual or pansexual?
I think polysexual isn't even there.
So, yeah, it is. Sorry, mate.
I knew a girl called polysexual in college. Yeah, I mean, her name was actually Polly Jones, but we called her... So the thing is this, okay? Just so... I saw this story... And I'll let me introduce what it is or something, okay. So I see what it is, and then you take over. But hospital flies flag for 21 sexualities. Patients have criticised an NHS... I love that, patients have criticised. The Times has found someone who doesn't approve of, but patients have criticised an NHS hospital over its welcome banner. Mm-hmm. What does that even mean? I suppose that's all government... They do that now, don't they? It's post-heroes. Mm-hmm. They put a welcome banner, which has the flags of 21 sexualities and gender identities, Poppy Karonka writes. The poster says, this hospital in Stoke... Everyone is welcome here and has the 21 flags below it. One patient told The Sun, people are waiting months and even years for treatment, but the NHS is more interested in woke pandering. Okay, pandasexual.
Pandasexual.
People who fuck pandas. Pandas sure as shit don't do it.
No.
Everyone is welcome. And there are these 21 flags. And I thought in bed last night, when you hadn't read the paper yet, because you don't do adequate preparation for this podcast, that I thought I would test you. How many of them can you get?
Yeah.
But what happened was, you said, I've looked at this morning, you read the papers. Yeah. Ooh, have you read the story? Because I thought you wanted to test me.
I said, please say that you haven't read what all the flags mean.
So, Neil hasn't read it, but he won't be lured into playing Can I Guess Them? Because he doesn't want to be pigeonholed as a right wing nutter.
Whereas we don't care.
So he's very tolerant and he's okay with all of it. So please don't burn down his house after we've done this.
I
read them 24 hours ago. I don't think I can. Shall we play together? Or did you read them too recently? You remember them all?
I can remember most of them, but I remain confused about what quite a lot.
Okay, well, look. How do you want to do it? Do you want to do... I try and write that quite quickly and listeners can play along.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Just to see, is heterosexual there? Is there a flag?
No. The only heterosexual flag the only flag that is heterosexual is straight ally. Straight ally. You're heterosexual, but you support the LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah, but I don't.
In that case, not everyone is welcome here.
That's terrible. I shag my wife very occasionally.
Yeah, when you're allowed.
And I don't want anybody else to have fun.
What's progress? Hang on, progress.
No, progress is worse.
No.
Progress is progress.
So, wait.
There's no heterosexual. There is nothing for someone who meets a woman, falls in love with her, goes down...
No, wait. Now, here we go. Here's you.
Goes down on one knee, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
goes down.
But wait.
Come on.
Flag 18, demisexual, sexually attracted only after being emotionally close. But that's not you.
No, I became attracted... I became close to you after being sexually attracted to you.
Yeah.
There's literally no heterosexual.
There isn't.
There isn't a thing for men who fancy women. They are not welcome in the NHS.
Unless you're a straight ally.
No, but straight ally of what?
You're heterosexual, but you support the LGBTQ+ community.
In what?
In their
Give a fuck what they do.
Stuff.
And what? That's bollocks. That's awful. I didn't even know this when we started.
So not everyone is welcome here.
So really, it should say everyone except straight people.
Yes,
is welcome in the NHS.
Right.
So where am I going to go? And if I go and I've got a genitourinary problem, I've got like warts on my cock. I have to go there and shamefully admit that I got it from fucking a woman.
Yes.
Rather than. A stranger.
You'll have to go private to get that sorted out because you're not welcome.
Okay, let's move
at University Hospitals of North Midlands.
So moving back from this hospital where it doesn't accept straight people. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's no flag for straightness. Okay, fine. Do they have gay?
They do actually.
Is gay allowed?
Yeah, gay is allowed.
What is it described as?
Gay is actually covered in a couple of flags. So number one is just the rainbow flag, which is the gay pride flag, launched in 1978, very close to a lot of people's hearts following the Stonewall riots.
And presumably the first flag.
Yes.
Because the other ones, I believe progress is the same, but it includes black people.
It includes trans and ethnic minority people.
Yeah. So what it's doing is it's saying that if you're just a rainbow, you only ever meant white people.
Yeah.
You only ever supported white people. And now there's a flag for the ones who... So anyone who has the one that isn't progress is up for lesbian, gay, bi, trans, but not for black people.
All trans
who
people.
Who have to carry on being straight, for which there isn't a flag.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, in terms of just being gay, there's gay men.
There's a kid, that's a thing.
Yep, there's gay men.
What's the flag look like?
It's actually rather beautiful. It's a kind of... It's different shades of sort of turquoise and blue. It's very nice.
Oh, it's literally a gay flag.
It's really pretty. It's much prettier than the lesbian flag.
And what's the
flag.
Definition?
Gay men attracted to other men.
Fine. And what's the lesbian flag?
Lesbian attracted to other women, although it doesn't say whether it's trans women or not.
But it's not. It's not. Yeah. So there's also pansexual, right? No, wait. There's bisexual, is there, right?
Bisexual is attracted to both men and women.
And then you get into this issue, and this is all a bit crusty, of pansexual, don't you?
Yeah, pansexual. Pansexual and polysexual are...
Polysexual means you have sex with people of all different sexes.
You are attracted to more than one gender.
You are attracted to more than one gender, but pansexual means all genders.
Pansexual means all genders, that's
so,
right.
So if you're polysexual, you're attracted... I'm a man, mm-hmm. So I'm attracted to women and also another gender such as...
Non-binary?
That's different.
Is that not a gender?
No. So the point I'm going to make here is there's a gap between polysexual and pansexual for
there
people
is.
Who are attracted to women and in between people and another kind. But not all. I'm only attracted to about 17 sexes.
Yes,
some
yes.
of them are the 18, 19 and 20 are ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Not for me.
And then there's one, isn't there, about people who aren't interested in sex. There's asexual as a thing.
It is. Let's have a look. There's aromantic, has little or no romantic feeling, and then there's asexual, does not feel sexual attraction.
So what is left then if there's pansexual, polysexual? Are there, what about attracted to people who don't want to do it with you, but you do it anyway?
Oh, that describes my 20s. That's not that. There's polysexual, agender, does not identify with any gender. They usually go, they're usually like furries, aren't they? They usually think they're like a cat or whatever. And then there's androgyne, appearance is neither masculine nor feminine.
I'm thinking of them. It's the flag. I think of my 13-year-old daughter who she's got long enough hair to look like a girl, but is not bothered about gender. She's just quite boyish, quite tomboyish, and quite shy. The idea of her walking down the street carrying a massive flag saying, "I'm sort of not really bothered about boys and girls, and I don't fancy anyone."
Yeah.
It's like, why a flag? So having done this, I don't know, and tell me some of the other... Let me scream it out and angrily shout out some of the ones that there are. Like, for example, number 15, randomly taken, is purple over white over green. Looks like the flag of sort of Ecuador. But actually, it's 15, which is genderqueer, does not subscribe to or follow binary gender norms. What about one for...
But how is that different from gender fluid?
Gender fluid feels their gender is changeable. If you're gender fluid, you feel that your gender is changeable. But if you're genderqueer... You do not subscribe to or follow mm-hmm. binary gender norms. What if you do not subscribe to this horseshit?
Yeah.
You see, I don't subscribe to the... Anyway, it's...
Having...
Demisexual, I thought. Demisexual means you fancy 10 people at the same time.
I thought it meant you'd fancy Demi Roussos.
Or Demi Moore. Yeah. It's quite good, so it can be both of you. That would be demisexual, though, because it's Demi Moore.
It would be Demi Moore, yeah.
So Demi Roussos or Demi Moore, or demisexual would be... I fancy you. Do you fancy you not a lot? A tenth?
50%.
10% demisexual.
Is demi 10? Yeah, a tenth.
Or decimeter, demisexual. Yeah. It's actually sexually attracted only after being emotionally close.
But that depends on how drunk
you are. And that's really what Christian people think. That's what the old fashioned. Right. That's Jane Austen. Only after a whole novel can you finally fuck Elizabeth Bennet after you've like shown yourself to be the knight. That's demisexual, which really should just be said. Aromantic.
Aromantic.
Can only fuck people in a room that smells of pine. aromantic, aromantic, sorry. There's a neutrois. Did you see that?
I did.
Neutrois. Has a gender identity, but it is neither masculine nor feminine.
But how is that different from androgyne?
Fuck, no.
Androgyne. You know what I think about all this.
What do you think about all this?
I think two things. Having gone through this, I think two things. I think one, the kind of the twists and turns and uncertainty and kind of fudging reminds me very much of trying to sort out Sam's dermatology appointment at UCLH a couple of weeks ago, which was a Byzantine process, which was quite amusing by the end. And I was very, very glad that it was a pretty straightforward dermatology appointment and not something actually serious.
And this was the one where they kept sending...
They kept sending me letters cancelling the appointment after the appointment had come and gone.
And this was because they were so busy wondering whether they fancied people who were genderqueer but only after becoming emotionally close, there isn't a flag for me. That they, the same thing with my ongoing, with my prostate thing. I still haven't had what are they called? Urologist hasn't yet got back to me. Months ago, they failed to find my blood test, cancelled my appointment. This is about whether I have arse cancer, basically. Shouldn't they be focusing on curing me of potential
cancer?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I do, I think there is something in that system that really, I mean, if that's what they think is fun, I mean, what does their filing system look like? And is it a surprise that I got a letter confirming the appointment that I had already been to and attended 3 days after the appointment?
Well, there they are also, with a motley assortment of photographs of these people, waving their flags. Now, I wanted to ask, flags, what it is, it's a weird kind of semaphore. You imagine sort of Horatio Nelson at the Battle of Trafalgar, and the ship comes up and they've got the flag, and they're going... We're all gay because we're in the Navy, but some of us quite like doing it with blokes who think they're women, and some of us can only do it when we become emotionally attached. And they're waving all these different flags. Why do you need a flag? Why do you need to tell someone 500 yards away how you like doing it after half a bottle of wine?
I do.
And so, and the other thing that the main satirical point is, the NHS famously has this fucked computer system.
Yeah,
they
totally
are down to flags in the uni. Really, you meant to just change your pronouns on social media, but you can't use social media in the NHS because none of the computers work.
Yeah.
So they're standing on the balcony waving flags saying, "I'd like a fuck, but only if you identify as a bear." And it seems to me backwards and regressive. And why?
But do you know why this has happened with this kind of labelling stuff? I think it's down to computer dating. I think it's a lot to do with internet dating, where it's so absurd because you have to... And one of the main criticisms of internet dating and why that it's sort of ceasing to work a bit and people kind of aren't really... It's a kind of a busted flush because you just have to tick... And I this was research, okay? I went on Hinge, okay? I didn't sign up,
but
I went on Hinge, yeah, just to see what the sign-up process was like. And you literally...
Is
you
that
just
a bit like
ticked
that bloke from The Who looked at kiddie porn things just to research some
I
feelings
didn't sign
about
up
how bad it was?
I did not sign up. I do not have a profile. They do not have any of my details. But I just wanted to have a look at what the process was.
Did you swipe past me?
And you literally have to tick boxes. You have to tick, like, I'm interested in nature, you know, film. It's so arbitrary. And one of the problems is that you have this thing where you've got this absolute obsession with men being over 6 foot. Because women go, how tall? You know, what height restriction? They could go, 6 foot. When actually, as we all know, men who are 5'9" are the perfect height. So all of this, we've all, because of like internet dating and sort of stupid kind of Facebook, like, you know, whatever, everyone's... People of a certain age are so obsessed with like this ridiculous semaphore of like who you are, but it's so arbitrary and it means nothing and people are wrong about themselves.
It's because as well, no, you're quite right, but it's just the point, this is the point of this terrible thing about lesbians who don't want to have sex with people
trans
who were
women.
Born men.
Yeah.
And yet that's seen as turfy. Mm-hmm. But the point is, and this is the horror of the of the dating app is, of course, that you bypass all the humanity and go straight to the sex. When it comes down to it, what sort of people do you want to do it with? And you have to tick a box. Whereas out there in the world, we live in this world of much greater tolerance, I think. Out there in the world now, you meet someone, and I'd find it a bit off-putting if they didn't, they had this ridiculous list of, well, I'm some days I'm a man, and sometimes I'm a woman, and other days I have these various different things.
I mean, women are unpredictable as it is. If they wake up and suddenly she's a man, it's quite complicated.
And this thing that the world, they're just so obsessed with sex. Flags for... Why not flags for...
I like to go to bed early.
I don't like fruit. It's weird. I know I should eat it, but I don't really. I don't mind an avocado. flag for that. What about the flag? I used to be a smoker. Now yeah. I never smoke. If I'm really pissed and someone's got a Marlboro light, I might have a drag. Flag.
Yeah.
Writer. Flag. I'm a writer. Well, yeah. A journalist. I call myself a writer. I did write a book.
Yeah.
Once.
What flag for that? Yeah.
Flag. Yeah.
I mean, it is really silly, and it is actually very, very insulting that they waste time on this kind of thing.
It really, really is. You need a big flag that says, fuck off.
Exactly. Quite right, darling.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
To find out what I wrote about in the end, pick up a copy of the paper or treat yourselves to a digital subscription.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.